We are on pay, on a base, all the way at the top of the page. So we, again, trying to explain this line in the Mishnah, and Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz. So we gave an explanation of Im Erchatz. So the Gemara even says, Shanisa Im Erchatz. You explain the case of Im Erchatz. Im Lo Erchatz, Hei Chidemi. But what's the case of Im Lo Erchatz? What type of neder is she taking in that case that that's going to be, you know, Inoy Nefesh, or Devar Meshubi Noda Bina, etc. So the Gemara says, Ilei Mada Amra Titzar Hanas Ruchitza La Olam Alai Im Lo Erchatz Hayom. If you want to say the case is that she says, I'm going to make the benefit of all rechitza forbidden to me if I don't shower, take a bath today. So that, if that's the argument, that's the case. So lama la hafara, titzichi, when you hafara, just take a shower. If you take a shower, then the whole thing doesn't even start. So you don't even need, like, that can't be the case. You don't need a hafara in such a case. Okay, so Amri Yehuda, the Amra Hanas Rechitza Alai La Olam Im Lo Erchatz Bimei Mishra. So Rehuda says, no, I'll tell you the case. The case is when she says that the Hana of Rechitza is forbidden to me forever if I don't bathe in the water of flax. What is that talking about? Water of flax. So, it's the run and the second line says Im Lo Erchatz Bimei Mishra Mayim Sheshorin Behen Pishtan, water that you have taken flax and had it, you know, soak in, Shehein Sruchim Beyoser, disgusting. It's like disgusting. The water is like really gross. Dehechi Tavit. What are you going to do? Tirchatz Bimei Mishra Ika Inoy. Right. The act of bathing in the Bimei Mishra itself is the davar sheish bo inyan nefesh. Lo tirchatz, but if she doesn't do so, mitzra hanas rechitzala. Then she's be forbidden to ever take a shower, to take a bath ever again. In which case, there could be inyan nefesh there. So it's that example seems at this point a good example, because that's really a neder sheish bo inyan nefesh. Im Lo Erchatz. So again, see, Lo Erchatz is if she doesn't do this thing that is disgusting, now she'll be forbidden, now she'll be stuck being disgusting forever. So that you know, seems to fit in terms of the Davar Sheish Bo Inyan Nefesh. Okay, but what's the problem? So Gemara says, yeah, but that's it. Amr Behuda, the Amra, sorry, the Kavase, the Katani, Im Lo Eska Sheit. Okay, so we gave. Finally, the Gemara notes there's two sides to the coin here, right? We have Im Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz, Im Eskashet, Im Lo Eskashet. Right? So if whatever Im Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz is, Im Eskashet, Im Lo Eskashet should be somewhat relatively similar, right? So what's that going to look like? If your Lo Erchatz until now meant, I'm not going to bathe, it's done. Now Im Lo Erchatz means I'm not going to bathe in disgusting, it's like particularly disgusting water. So then how do you understand Im Lo Eskashet? What does that look like, right? So, the Gavase, the Katani Im Lo Eskashet, Im Lo Eskashet, Beneft, right? Lichlichu. Are you going to tell me that, you know, if I don't adorn myself, what, with coal, with disgusting stuff that smells terrible? That's not Eskashet. Like, the language Eskashet doesn't make sense for something that would, again, according to the way that we're explaining it now, the Lo Eskashet is like, if I don't do something that's horrible. But we wouldn't call that Eskashet, so it doesn't really make sense to make that the case. So in which case, nice try, but it's not going to work. So Amr Yehuda de Amra, I'll give you another way to explain in Erchatz Im Lo Erchatz. Fine, Amr Yehuda de Amra Hanas Rechitza La'olam Alai Im Erchatz Hayom Ushavua Shalo Erchatz. So Yehuda now is going to try not just to explain Im Lo Erchatz, but he's going to try to re-explain the whole thing. Im Erchatz and Im Lo Erchatz. So what's the case? The person says, I'm forbidding the Hana of Rechitza on myself forever if I bathe today. That's Im Erchatz. So if I bathe today, I'm forbidding myself for Rechitza forever. Ushavua shalo erchatz. And you know, Im Lo Erchatz isn't a t'nai, but actually the other, you know, the shavua she takes is that I'm not going to. Right? So I need to bathe in order to avoid the Isser, this Isser Hanah forever of Rechitza. And he's in the same moment, takes a Shua not to do so. Right? Okay. And if that's true, Hanas Kishar Alai, right? La Olam, Imes Kashet Hayom, Ushua Shalos Kashet, right? And the flip side of the, or the next example of the Eskashet will also fit, right? Because again, now she's saying, she's forbidding the Hana of adorning herself in any way forever if she adorns herself, and Shua that she won't. Okay, so now all four examples can, at least they make sense. Fine. So, except for one problem. So Amar Rav Yehuda Ravashi, Hai Elu Nedarim Ushavuos Mibayalei. Wait a second. The parak is named Elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. Right? That's how the mission starts. Our whole conversation has been about Nedarim. Now you just added in a wrinkle. You added the language of Shua. She's taking Yeshua not to be Merchas and not to be Eskashet, etc. So how does that work? So that's not going to fit. So in the Gemara, now I have two answers. Tani Elu Nedarim Ushavuos. Okay, fine, you're right. No problem, just change it. Right? Change the language of the beginning of the Mishnah. And it did, that's what it means. It means that it's Nedarim and Shavuos. Fine. Vivais Ema, Shavuos, Nami, Hanu Nedarim. The truth is, when we say Elu Nedarim, we don't just mean we're talking only about Nedarim. The Shavuos are included in Nedarim, right? You said to someone, I'm learning about the halakhos of Nedarim, so you go, oh, and I'll have a separate conversation with the halakhos of Shavuos. No, like, you include them together. How do I know? How do we know? This is not, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Kenidre Rishayim, Neder Ben Nazir, or Bekorban, Uvishua. Right? Then when they talk about, when there's a listing of Nidre Rishayim, so what do we say? We mentioned the neder, the nazir, korban, and shvuah. Meaning these are all different types of quote nedarim. They're not really nedarim; they're different types of things, but they're all related to things you ask of yourself with your own language. And so that is where we see that the language of shvuah being added in doesn't really bother us so much. Okay, fine. Okay, it's fine. So we saw we seem to have found our examples. Fine, but the Gemara is still bothered a little bit. For Amr Rabbanan. Rechitza is ba'inoy nefesh, kila rachza. So you're not going to tell me that the Rabbanim believe, at least, right? Rabbi Yossi might be a different story, but the Rabbanim believe that rechitza is something that brings inoy nefesh. If you don't do it, right? So if I don't bathe, that's called inoy. That's called pain. It's difficulty. Or mini alpha bitzun. You have a quote here from Maseches Yuma. Afa bisha asa v'kulan, ein anish kares, ela ba'ochel v'shose, v'ose malacha b'vat. Right, so we know there are how many inuyim on Tisha B'Av? There are five, right? There are chamisha inuyim, right? Achida, shesia, sicha, nidas ha-sandal, etc., tashmish, all these things, right? So, and rechitz is one of them. But even though all of them are forbidden, right, a person only gets kares if a person eats and drinks, or they do malacha. So, what's not on the list? Rechitza is not on that list, right? Rechitza is not listed as one of the things for which you're going to get karis. But I thought that we call it the chamisha inuyim. Right? These are things that are supposed to bring inoy. Take a look at the Ran right across the way. Ein anush karis ela ocha v'shosa. Dechsiv kol nefesh asher lo si'uneh. V'yavadati. Any person who doesn't make themselves feel an inoy, so they're havad to get lost, meaning like kares. Eizi inoy sheyeshbo ibud nefesh havei omer zu achila uchesia. Vala osa bo malacha dechsev ba kares. Right. So all, those are the three examples of someone who gets kares. Okay. So continues the Gemara. V'i amres kli ol rachza ika inoy. And if it's true, like you're telling me now, that not washing is something that has inoy. Yom Kippur, Yom Kirachat, Sichayev Karetz. So then on Yom Kippur, if a person bathes Yom Kippur, not supposed to, they should get Karetz, says the Ran. Kirachat, Sichayev Karetz, Tehalama Ani Nafshe. Person didn't cause Inoy, right? So if that's true, so we should call that How do you understand what's going on here? If we're using rechitza as an example of a neder sheish bo yinui nefesh, and at the same time you don't get kares for washing yourself on Yom Kippur. So how do you understand? Okay, so Amar Rava says Rava, I'll explain it to you. So hacha, add the word hacha, according to the Bach. Hacha min yana dekra. So hacha min yana dekra. Gabe Yom Kippurim, dichsev tanu es nafsho seichem. Right, so here, when it comes to Yom Kippur, so what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, when Yom Kippur, te'anu es nafsho seichem, you should make an ino, you should make yourself uncomfortable, right? Okay. Milsa de yada inuya, right? Things that are known that they cause inuy. Meaning, when we deal with this question of te'anu es nafsho seichem, what are we talking about? Things that are obvious, right? That you are getting inui from. Hashta rechitza lo yada inuya. Right? So that's what the Bach, I think, it's the word hashta there. But the point being that basically when it comes to Yom Kippur, so that we're looking for for activities that is obvious that it brings a nefesh, right? But in mechitza, that's not as obvious, right? That right now at this moment that the lack of taking a bath for one day is causing such an inoy. It's not as obvious, right? But gav in darim dichsev kol neder v'choshuas iser la'anos nefesh milsa de'asya leli de'inoy. But the language when it comes to Nedarim is not something that ta'anuos nafshos ichem at this moment, but rather the language is, it's something that is a neder shuas iser la'anos nefesh, that it's asil le'lidid inoy, that over time it brings a person to inoy, right? V'chilo rachza asil le'lidid inoy. And if a person doesn't take a bath, doesn't shower, not at this moment is it such an inoy necessarily, it depends on the person, right? But from what most people, it doesn't make it, it's not such a horrible thing for one day. But over time, if a person, isn't allowed to bathe for days and days and days, so that can be asili de inui. And therefore, it doesn't bother so much. So that now I understand that it's not a one-to-one comparison. The fact that by nidarim, we say that the lack of bathing is a davar sheish bo inui nefesh. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, we say it's not the full tanu es nafsho seichem to be chayav kares, which by the way, you're still asked to do it, by the way. It's still included, right? That's something you're not allowed to do. But nevertheless, it's not the same level because again, we're looking for a little bit different things in the two cases. Fine. Okay. Take a look at the Rajas for a second. Right? He says, Milsa di yad inuya hashta. The fourth line from the bottom of the skinny lines in the run. Right, milsa di yadia inuya hashta. Right, dahainu achila de ba'osa yom minker inuya. Right, that day, if you're not eating during the day, already right away you feel the discomfort. V'rachmana lo kapit b'yom kippurim el b'inuy de minker b'yahu yoma tanu esham sosechem today, right now. That's what the pasuk implies. The kaven shenadra miviyasa la'anos nefesh mefer. Right, since the nether is going to bring a person to inner nefesh eventually, that's why you have to be mefer. Okay. Okay. So now says the Gemara. So we finish with the Rabbanan and we understand now exactly imerachas lo erachas imetz kashet imetz kashet and why it's not and we even solved for the challenge to Yom Kippur. But now we gotta talk about Rabbi Yossi. But Rami de Rabbi Yossi, yeah, the Rabbi Yossi. Because remember, Yossi is the one who argues and says, no, these are not. Right? He responded, I'm Rabbi Yossi, ain't Eil Nidra Inay Nefesh. He didn't agree that the cases that the Mishnah brings are Inay Nefesh. Okay, but we have what seems to be a steer within Rabbi Yossi himself. Why? Because he says the following, Mayan shal b'nei ha'ir, chayehen v'chayei acherim. So let's say you have a spring of water, and it belongs to a city, and it takes care of that city, but it also helps to take care of another city. Okay, so what's happening here? Take a look at the Ran, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the 4 lines in the bottom of the medium-sized lines. Mayan shal b'nei ha'ir hayotze bi'ir Right. So it's water that comes from a spring and it comes out of the city. And it helps out the lives of the people in the city and the lives of other people in other cities or other towns. So the Mishnah is going to say the chayehen kodmin, the chayecher, right? That the lives of the people in the city come before the lives of people outside the city. Shim eno maspik lashtias kulon. If everyone's not able to drink, it's not enough water for everyone to drink. Shoshtias an kodemes the chayehen kodmin. Kedarshim bereish perak ezur neshach nirsei vechayachi chayimach. It's the same exact drasha, the story that we talked about. I don't know. Weeks ago in shul, this idea of famous sheet of Rabbi Akiva, right? That if two people are walking in the desert and they have one bottle of water and there's not enough for both of them, so it's machlokas. But Rabbi Akiva holds, chay achi chayimach, he should live with you. But that's only if you live. So first, chayecha kol lekol lechayecha vercha. The idea of chayecha komin, that your life comes first. So this is sort of like an extension of that conversation. This isn't about one person and with another, two people in the desert. This is two cities, okay? But it's a similar concept. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, what's the case? So Mayan Shabnei Yir Chayehen VeChayecherim Chayehen Kodmin LeChayecherim. So the lives of the people in your city where the spring originates come before the lives of the people outside the city. So I guess they have to dam up the spring, whatever, to make sure that they can have enough for the people in their city. So they're allowed to do that. Behemtam ubehemas acherim. And if you have, what about the animals? So you have the animals of the people in the city and the animals of the people in the next city over. So behemtam kodemas, the behemas acherim, same thing. So the behemas acherim. So the people who own the city that owns the spring, so their animals come before the animals of the next city. Kvisasan or kvisas acherim. And what about, they use that water not just to drink, but they use the water to clean their clothing. So kvisasan kodemes kvisas acherim. So the laundry of the city, again, where the spring originates, they get kadimas, they come first. Chaye acherim kvisasan. So what about the lives of the other you have the people in the next town need to drink water. They have nothing to drink, but you need to do laundry in your city. Okay, it should be a pretty obvious answer to this question, right? But you're saying it's not so simple. So chayecherim kodmin. So the chayecherim kodmin kivisasa. So the Tanakhama says, I'll tell you, the very obvious, the lives of the people who would die from thirst comes before the laundry of the people in the actual city. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kivisasan kodemes lechayecherim. So Rabbi Yossi says no. He says the laundry of the town in which the spring originates comes first and comes before, even if that means the people in the other town are going to die of thirst. Sounds a little surprising, okay? So hashta kvisa amar Rabbi Yossi yesh batzar. So what is clearly? So it sounds very surprising, right? But what is this? What is really happening here? Where is this? What is this all about? So clearly, Rabbi Yossi, take a look at the second to bottom line in Iran. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kvisas and Shal Osair Kodemas Ishtiyas and Shal Bnei Acher. So how do you understand this case? That their laundry comes first before the lives of the people? The sphere laid the Rabbi Yossi, the Kevan de Bimineas Kvisa Ikat Sara Tuva Chai Nefeshu. That the lack of doing laundry is so difficult. Dirty clothing would be so uncomfortable on the people's bodies that it actually comes before the drinking water of the next of the other people. It's such a fundamental need. Okay, so if that's true, though, what do you see? So you see hashta kavisa amr biyosi yesh batzar. Right, look at the run kimimnale velo kibes. If you don't go ahead and wash clothing, you see how significant that is. It's so uncomfortable. It's like it should come before the life of another person, even. So guf kulo lo kol shekein. If that's true, then washing your body should certainly come before, right? Here, Rabbi Yossi told me in the Mishnah, right, that im erchatz im lo erchatz is not a davar sheish v'inay nefesh. That's washing my body. Rabbi Yossi says that washing your clothing is a davar sheish v'inay nefesh so much that it should come before the lives of other people. So how do you understand this? So I'm right in. No, the answer. You answer back. Yeah, it's true. It is correct. This In Kvisa Alima. No, meaning yes, the issue of laundry is actually stronger, the Rebbe Yossi. Meaning your Kal V'chomer is not really correct. The washing the clothing is more important. Why? The Amar Shmuel Hay Irbu Visa the Resha Masile Avira Arbu Visa Demane Masile Shamu Misa Irbu Visa Degufa Masile Shichne. So what are these three things? Because Shmuel says Irbu Visa Deresha. Take a look at the Mefarish. Actually, just look around. Irbu Visa Deresha. Look first. One line above. Kvisa Alima Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi does believe that laundry is more important. Mirachitza, from actually taking a shower. Irbuvisa Deresha Kishainu Misarek Rosha. If a person doesn't, comb their hair, Tamid, Mitochkach Ike Irbuvisa Deresha. And they get like lice or whatever, something in their hair. So if they don't, take care of their hair. But Masile Lide Avira. That's Mivile De Simo in Ayim. That leads a person to blindness. Shezuhamas harosh machem or meor knife. Somehow, not taking care of your the cleanliness of your hair is going to impact your eyes. Demani masali de shamumisa. If you have you don't clean your clothing, so you're going to come to shamumisa. Ki sheyesh be begadav irbuvis shalzuma. A person has disgusting clothing. Sheein mechabsa and Tommy doesn't wash them. Velovshan kishehem mizumahamin mevil de shi'amum v'tima on lev. The person's going to go have like it's going to be psychologically damaging. They're going to have psychological they won't be able to function psychologically if they wear dirty clothing all the time. Okay, but if a person irbuvisa de gufa, a person doesn't bathe kishegufa mizumam she'in a rochitz tami mevil de shichna. That brings to shichna like shchin, right? Boils. V'kiva abubuos hamachivos ula edel yeshrefuos aval shiamum kashamehen. But what's worse, having boils in your body or being psychologically, totally, incapacitated? The answer is being psychologically incapacitated is worse than having boils. You can put on a cream, whatever. This needs to deal with it. But this is much worse. So the answer is, you're right. So it's no kasha. Don't ask me kasha. Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi. We totally understand Rabbi Yossi. Because what happens when a person's unable to clean their clothing is taka worse than a person who's not able to bathe. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with that payoff next week.